down.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Third and Footlong Show here on Planet FM 104.6. I'm Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, DT. How are you?
I'm good. How are you and your new knee?
My new knee. Well, it's kind of like the old knee, just
better.
Improved knee.
Version 2.
So, yes, yeah, still very bruised, still very swollen.
Mm. What the deliciousness of surgery.
But I'm going to stay confident that I'm going to be able to play flag football after Christmas.
And kick a 20-yard field goal.
I'm going to do that. You have still no faith that I can do that, right?
Yeah, still no faith.
No.
Absolutely zero faith. I also want to point out, when we were talking to our socials girl, Hannah, when you said that this morning, her face also had zero faith.
I don't know what's wrong with you people. Like, what is it? Is it because I'm old? Is it because 20 yards is a lot longer than what I think it is?
Yes. It's all of the above. Absolutely no one we've talked to has thought that you can do it.
Pat McAfee is paying like $250,000 to people to do this.
I'm sorry, I don't have $250,000 to do
this. No, but we should write to Pat McAfee.
I'd give you 25 cents if you want.
We should write. Is that like 50 cents lesser known rap brother or something like that?
I don't know. I can't even give you I can try and dig out a 5 cent coin. They're not valid, but I can give it to you.
We should write to McAfee and go, we're going to do this, and would you pay us some money to come to America to film some shows or be on your show, and if Darren can kick a 20-yard field goal.
Would you be able to be on Pat McAfee's show?
Is there a reason why I shouldn't?
I don't know. I was just wondering. You are relatively politically inclined, and he talks about politics a lot.
He does. He does. I think I could. We could work together.
Okay.
I think we could work together. Oh dear, on tonight's show, we are going to go through the latest food poll. We have got some NFL and college news. We're going to walk through what happened in the NFL this week and, of course, college football with some controversy.
Always some controversy.
Oh, there is some controversy. I love a bit of controversy.
Are you firing people as well?
Oh, there's some people that have got to go. Some people have got to go.
Okay, how many
people?
We'll
get onto those. Oh.
I should have a fire counter going. How many people have you fired this year, Darren?
I reckon there's at least 4 head coaches.
That you're firing?
Yeah.
College or NFL?
NFL.
Oh, okay.
Oh, most of the college ones have been cleaned out already.
Yep. How are you liking your new?
Oh, how good.
I don't know. He didn't exactly exit the most pleasantly.
Well, I think he tried.
Did he?
I think he tried. For those that don't know, we're talking about Lord Lane Kiffin
Lord
of
Lane
LSU.
Kiffin. Lord Lane Kiffin.
It was funny on the
Sorry,
road.
Sorry, he Christified him. Like, what is happening here?
On PTI the other day, Booger McFarlane was on, who's obviously ex-LSU. Tony Kornheiser went, how does it feel to be the new club that Lane McKiffin's going to leave?
Yes. He's going to leave it terribly
He's
as
not,
well.
He's not, who's a better team to go to?
I know, he just always leaves.
I know, but there's no better team to go to. He's reached the pinnacle.
Is it the pinnacle?
He's at the mountain.
I think some people would say that Alabama's the pinnacle.
Nah, they've got nothing. Apart from...
They've got Alabama.
What they've got
Roll
is
tide.
They've got the
Roll
college
tide.
Football
and they have
ranking
an elephant.
People in
they have
their
an elephant.
Pocket. That's what they've got.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll cover that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But Lane Kiffin, no, I'm pleased. The signings... He's managed to keep all of the staff, and he's managed to get some of the top recruits in the country already committed. Just needs a quarterback.
Yes, that's quite a major thing as well.
It is, but interestingly enough, I was watching TV the other day, and there's an advert with Trinidad Chambliss in it. And the whole point of the advert is him switching. Now, it's for a telecommunications network, it's for someone like AT&T or Verizon or something. And it's like, are you going to switch? And I was like, oh, could Trinidad Chambliss? Is he good enough for LSU? That's a question.
I don't know. It's you.
He's
problem.
A good player. I mean, obviously,
problem,
he's got a playoff thing to sort out with Ole Miss first, but I'm pleased. Yeah, I'm pleased with what I've seen so far.
Okay. You haven't really seen any games played, but I'm glad that you're pleased.
And found out who's LSU's opening game is next year as well.
Is it Alabama?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's exactly the same as this season.
Oh.
Yeah, they play Clemson at LSU.
Again?
Yeah, for the opening game of the
season.
Tiger
vs. Tiger.
I've already looked online, and it obviously must only be season ticket holders at the moment. $1,200 per ticket already.
And that's US dollars as well?
Each.
Is that US?
No, that's New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
So $2,500 so far to go to the game.
And also get over to New Orleans.
That's right, 5th of September.
And then drive up.
And drive the hour and a half to go to Baton Rouge as well.
You've got like a lot of expenses here.
So, what's going on in Razorback world?
Razorback, we got a head coach.
Who'd you get?
The people don't seem very pleased by the choice, and I'm quite worried about that. Because I listen to all the Razorback podcasts and they're all like,
Who did you get?
I can't remember his name. I just remember people were displeased.
Oh, no. That's never a good sign.
No, he came over from the University of Central Florida, the Bulls. Yeah, I know.
Hardly a high.
No, then we didn't get any of our top choices. So it went like, boom, no, I guess.
Yeah, but then look at...
UCF did all right this year, and they're in a bowl game now.
Yeah, but look at Indiana. No one knew Kurt Cignetti 2 years ago.
That's
and
fun.
Look where they are now.
We have a bit further to go.
You do? But then again, you turn them around in what, 18 months?
I don't know if we have the money to turn anything around.
Arkansas are not exactly rich, right?
No, which is interesting because it's actually a relatively rich state.
But, talking of college football, do you want to go through the food bowl first?
The food bowl?
Yeah,
Christmas
let's do
drinks.
That first, yeah. I'm so fired up for this college football ranking discussion
today.
About
the Christmas drinks.
Yeah, I'm fired up for that conversation. So the Christmas drinks this week's poll was, what is the drink that you are going to have with Christmas dinner? So, interesting. Buck Spears, I didn't know many people would know what that was, but 6% of people are going to have some Buck Spears.
I'm guessing those are based in England.
It's a sort of fruit stroke, sparkly champagne with orange juice type thing.
A mimosa.
Whatever you call it.
A mimosa.
Yeah, whatever you call
it. I'm sorry, like 98% of the world would call that a mimosa.
Buck Spears. Buck Spears.
Mimosa. What? I didn't know what? It's just genuinely a mimosa.
Buck's Fizz. That's right. You'll be telling me next you've never heard of the band Buck's Fizz.
No, why would I have heard of the band Buck Fizz?
Because they are one of the greatest Eurovision Song Contest winners of all time.
Have you seen the country I live in, Darren? It's nowhere near Europe.
Yeah, but Australia compete in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Sorry, are you trying to say I'm Australian now?
I'm trying to say maybe you should have a country that is more competitive.
You also live here.
I do live here, but I'm not from here.
Oh, wow. Wow, Darren. And I'm sorry, I feel like we've had a conversation where you're not exactly pleased where you come from in your country.
I'm not pleased of its current situation.
Is that all you're going to say?
I'm proud of where I come
from. Very proud of England.
I'm very proud of where
proud
I come
English
from.
Rose.
I'm a very proud
English
black
Road.
Country person, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Starters of the Industrial Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
The jet engine.
Mm-hmm.
People always go, oh, yeah, didn't you come from, like, Peaky Blinders? And I'm like...
Yes, you did.
No, I do not. That's Birmingham. No. Hell
Birmingham.
To Birmingham.
Birmingham.
That's what I say. Bucks Fizz, 6% sherry. No one's buying sherry. That's... My mum bought sherry one Christmas dinner and didn't get seen again for 2 days.
Yeah, you said that a couple
two
weeks ago.
2 days.
Maybe sherry's not a great idea
no.
for Christmas.
Beer and lager, 8%. Fruit juice, 3%. Spirits, 10%. Tea, no one.
I didn't even know you put tea in there.
What a weird... No, I just put it in because you know if I didn't. Someone was like, do you not have a cup of tea? Coffee, 3%. Water, how boring.
You just don't drink water
boring.
In general.
Boring.
You're like one of the most dehydrated people I've ever met.
I know.
Like, you would genuinely, you're like a British person that if you cut you just bleed tea.
I would bleed tea or like vodka or something.
There's
or
no
whiskey.
Water.
Yeah,
you're 80% tea, not water. Every other normal person's water.
No, I am the opposite. Do you know what I am? I'm the opposite of a cucumber.
What? You're not cold?
No,
you're hot?
Just 10%
Do you just want me to tell
fluid.
You you're hot? Is it?
Man not hot. Like, what are you on about? Man not hot. Water, 10%. Blow you 10% people drinking boring. If you're going to drink some...
Wait, did you not even put sparkling water? To
no, just called it water.
Just water.
No, yeah, just water.
Okay.
That's the contempt I have for it. I couldn't even bother to delineate between it. 10%. If you're going to drink something clear...
You're going to say vodka?
Vodka.
Okay.
Just absolutely.
Not gin?
No. That botanical stuff. Ooh. I didn't even put gin. Oh, it's in spirits, I suppose.
Yes.
Cocktails. rather 10% who went for cocktails. No one was on eggnog.
No, that's nasty.
Just, isn't it just a liquid custard tart or something like that?
No. It's like those people who drink raw eggs in the morning.
Well, I wonder if I just gave too many options this time. No one picked mocktail. Good on you. 6% champagne, 6% Prosecco. Choose this option if you're a camel. No camels voted this week. 5% picked cider. Ugh. I can't drink cider anymore. I got so ill on cider once. 1% picked mulled wine.
That was me. Mulled wine is good.
Mulled wine's
good. Glyph wine. Glyph wine. Yeah.
Milkshakes, 1%. Smoothies, 1%. Smoothies. No one picked Guinness. Thank God. You already got a dinner. Why would you want another one? The winners this week were
wine. Why are you trying to anger so many people? Now you don't like Guinness?
No. Guinness is dreadful.
You just never want us to go to Ireland?
No. Well, yes, but I'm not drinking Guinness. What I'll have is I'll have like the... I like the Irish,
Whiskey.
Like whiskey shots and stuff like that.
This was.
That's right,
whiskey
shots.
It's a very tiny glass of whiskey you're having.
Well, what do you think? How big are the shots that you have? Are they in glasses that size? Is that what you have?
Yes, like a normal New Zealander.
No, that's a lot of shot comes in. That's what milk comes in.
Yes.
Wine, 12%.
Again, I chose wine. Do you not like wine?
And then soft drink.
I chose
and
it both
soda.
Cold and hot. What is
I
your problem?
I like dessert wine.
Dessert wine's good.
Dessert wine's beautiful.
Mm.
Soft drinks are soda, 12%. Those were the winners.
Soft drink and soda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Comments. Yes, what did we have in the comments? Here we go. View more comments. So Corin's on a bad mood at the moment.
Too many insulting him.
Too many haters in the comments each week, and I just put back, "Oh, here we are."
Stop
to which Craig, to which Craig came back and said, "Well, that's rich coming from you, Corin." So poof. Craig then also came back and went, "Where is the tears of English cricket fans?" Because the England are doing incredibly bad in the Ashes.
Okay.
Because that's what I'll be drinking.
Was that a sport you were referring to?
No, it wasn't. No, I'm coming back to that.
Okay.
So he was basically having a shot at me because England, again, absolutely mauled in the Ashes by Australia. To which I replied, next to the bottle of the All Black supporters' tears for losing to England last week.
Wow.
I'm on everybody. And then Kira thinks that mango lassi is a Christmas day drink.
I would guess it depends on what cuisine, but mango lassi's all right.
Well, if you're having butter chicken for Christmas, I suppose mango lassi's all right.
Mango lassi's a delicious drink. I don't know, especially if you put like a little tiny bit of like spice in there, just a little hit on top. It's good.
Spice?
Yeah, spice.
Spice?
No, not that type of spice.
No, not that type of spice. Okay.
Get out of town, Darren. Normal people's spice.
Oh, I'm normal people's spice. No, not addict spice. Oh, sorry about that. So that was that. No, the sport I was going to talk about.
Shooting.
If I'm looking a bit tired.
Isn't that $14,000 fine now, Darren?
That's right. If it was a bit, isn't that sort of like, I don't know. What? No, that's not that.
I don't know what that is, but maybe don't do that towards a woman, Darren.
That's why we sit across the desk from each other.
Yep.
No, I'm tired today because I was up all night watching the Formula One.
Oh, okay.
Because it was one of the most exciting finishes to a Formula One season. It was in Abu Dhabi.
Oh, okay.
And three people could still win the championship at the last race.
Isn't like the last lap?
The last race. So as in, like, it was the last race of the season. There's 22 races in a season, or 23 now, something like that. And there were still three in the final race that could still have won it.
And
an English person won it.
Okay, cool.
Lando Norris, yes. Anyone but Max Verstappen.
People? What team won it?
McLaren.
Okay, that's a New Zealand
New Zealand, there you go. So
okay,
I'm kind of bringing the New Zealand thing.
Thank you as soon as you think I'm a New Zealand hater.
So, yes.
Well, you didn't put barbecue on Christmas dinner list, so really.
I did add it in the end.
You did add it in the end, but you didn't have it in the beginning.
I didn't have it in the beginning, no. Because that's not what we do in England.
And again, can I ask you where we are right now, Darren? What country are we in?
I was pandering.
When we are in England.
I was pandering.
I will let you talk about England.
I was pandering. to our supporter base.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When we get to some New Zealand games and we start to engage some New Zealand people, then we can, like, Planet FM massive in UK.
In UK, okay.
There we go. Right, we're going to move on to some news. I've been fizzing for this for all day.
Were you buck fizzing?
I was buck fizzing for this all day.
Okay.
See, if you knew Buck's Fizz was, I could then make loads and loads of kind of, like,
Mimosa.
One-loner jokes about Buck's Fizz songs. Because they are, like, an incredibly, like, massive UK group from the 80s. You got to get into it. You got to get into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mimosa.
You'll be making your mind up. Anyway. Mimosa.
Mimosa Minute.
Mimosa Minute.
It's a good name for a band.
Let's talk about Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Who have declared themselves unavailable for bowl games?
A few teams did that as well.
Are they being stroppy? Or do they have a point?
I think you can do both, can't you? Like, you can have a point and then also take it out in an angry way. And it makes sense, because what do bowl games really do for you?
It's not that. We all know why they've pulled out, right?
Oh, yeah, because they didn't make the college football
playoffs. It's the disgusting decision.
Oh, no.
Disgusting decision. To put Alabama, and they set themselves up to do this last week.
Mm-hmm.
By moving up Alabama last week, they did that to set themselves up so they could then go after, because they knew they were going to lose to Georgia. Georgia and Nile. Look, if Alabama would have lost like 27-24, you go, all right. They got embarrassed.
Yes, no, it wasn't.
They were murdered.
There was actually quite a few of the championships. Pretty much none of them were really a game, except for the Duke-Virginia game. And even then, that wasn't really a game for about 58 minutes of it.
But the best part, the memes are so funny. Like, you shouldn't get penalised for playing in a bowl game, except if you're Alabama, when Miami, who was sat on their couch, had more running yards at zero than Alabama. At minus three, who actually played again. It was just the fact that Alabama were not competitive.
No, they were not at all.
And there are two lost teams like Vanderbilt. Right.
I thought you didn't like Vanderbilt.
I don't like.
You've talked about extensively about your dislike of Diego Pavia.
They should have been in. Alabama should not have been in the playoffs. It is college football. Nepotism, favoritism. Because if Alabama should be in with three losses, so should Texas. Because Texas, one of their losses was Ohio State, who up until yesterday were number one for the entire season.
Yes.
Alabama have not lost to a number one.
Ohio State finally played like an actual team.
Yeah, Alabama lost to Florida State.
Yes.
They just should not be in. It's just disgusting. Like, Notre Dame is absolutely within their rights to go, you know what? Shove your bowl game.
Who are they meant to play in the bowl game anyway?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
It's not. And the fact that they've been ahead of Miami for the entire time, and then right the last week, they go, oh, we've just decided.
That Miami's better. It is interesting, though, because Miami did beat them.
They did.
That one, I feel like you can be less angry about, because Miami actually beat them, but the Alabama one is a bit confusing.
Just the fact that Alabama are even playing in the SEC game when they're not even one of the top two SEC teams. Like, why is Ole Miss not playing in that game?
That would have been more interesting if Ole Miss had played, because Lane Kiffin wouldn't have been there.
And the other thing is BYU.
Yes.
How are they not in? Two losses.
Yeah, that
the
one I got a bit thrown by.
The only team they lost to twice was Texas Tech, who are ranked four.
Yes. And playing really well.
So, I am absolutely... There's going to be someone sitting at home.
John.
Like, going, you're just so, like, sour and spicy. And I am, because it's absolute garbage that they're in. And they're probably going to play nobody and find their way all the way into the four or something like that.
Oh, no, they are playing Oklahoma. Oklahoma Sooners.
I know, but what's the chance of Oklahoma beating them? Yeah, Oklahoma have been so average this season as well.
Their defense has been all right, though. The Sooners' defense has not been too bad. So maybe, because Alabama's offense is kind of on a downward spiral. So hopefully if their defense comes in and plays a game.
Georgia's defense just absolutely terrorized Ty Simpson.
I know.
Like, terrorized them. So anyway, yeah, the BYU, I felt for them as well because they lost to Texas Tech twice, who are number four.
Was their ACC team went in or did no ACT?
No, I don't think no ACC team made it. No.
Because Duke kind of destroyed.
Oh, no.
They just always felt like petty in a way.
Yeah.
It was like, no, you're not allowed. We're not allowed.
That's right.
You're not allowed.
It's not going to happen. It's interesting this year, the amount of basketball schools
that have done really well.
You know, Kentucky, Duke, all of those have all kind of now started to develop. Indiana.
Yeah.
Indiana's a basketball school.
Well, historically, but now it's a football school.
That's right. I mean, outstanding. Did you see Mendoza's interview after the game?
Oh.
He was just mad.
Yeah, he was so
He was just so into the camera. He was just like...
Yeah.
It was almost like, I'm talking to you! You!
It was a bit much, really.
I gained some more respect for him.
But when Diego Pavia does it, you don't like it?
Nah. Nah. Because the difference is Mendoza could probably be a second round pick.
Yep.
Pavia's a fifth. Sixth.
Did you know Sanders was a fifth round pick?
Yeah, look at the game he had.
It was interesting.
It was
very much a roller coaster.
What a disaster.
Yeah.
What I did find out, it's the first time in the NFL that there have been five divisions with leads of one game or less this late in the season.
Yeah.
It is tight.
It's super tight.
But today has probably loosened a few things up.
Yes, one being the Colts, unfortunately.
Yes, they are... in a desperate situation now.
And lost their quarterback now.
Yes. That sounds like an Achilles
snap. Oh, he's done. He's already been announced for surgery. He's gone.
Yeah. So they are now in third string quarterback.
Yes. Riley Leonard. Notre Dame.
Yes.
I know. Bring it around full circle.
That's right. Do you want to go and drop into some NFL?
I can drop into some NFL, yeah.
We have got bye weeks for the Panthers, the Patriots, the 49ers, and the Giants. Sorry, John. You're off this week.
The Panthers sort of won, pseudo won.
Oh. Do you know what? I was at home and I was just like, do you know what? Losing to the Saints? Seriously? You're like...
I don't know. It was...
Your Buccaneers.
I know my Buccaneers.
Your Buccaneers.
I was happy though because they've got two of their offensive weapons back and they should get Jalen McMillan. So hopefully... dinner out.
Those two games against the Panthers are going to be huge now.
I know. It's going to be... Oh, but yeah, should we talk about the Panthers? Because we have to talk about the Panthers every week.
How many weird, like, lineups are there where teams are playing each other twice in the last 3 or 4 weeks? There's loads of them.
Yeah, Steelers-Ravens as
that's
well.
That's right, that's
and
one of them.
Bears.
Yeah, Bears-Packers. Panthers-Bucks.
So. Yeah, they're most of the... There's, and pretty much all of them are for division as well.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what makes
they're
it more interesting.
They're going to be so close.
Okay, am I spinning NFL
or
college?
Let's get it. NFL, let's go hard. We've wasted 23 minutes on that.
I know, well, you had to have your Alabama
right? Just don't get me going again.
Did you want to talk? Oh, God, this is actually the worst game of the day. This is actually, it's quite bad.
It is. Can I guess the game?
Yep.
Is it the Commanders 0,
yes.
The Vikings 31?
Yeah, I think we can just move on and say, okay, well, neither of those teams are going to the playoff. The Vikings still have a 1% chance to make it, though, with this win. But, yeah, not good. Jaden Daniels again injured. No one really showed up for him. Like, Zach Ertz, that was sad.
Yeah.
That was a sad injury.
Let's just talk about the Commanders.
Sure.
Because he's sacking number one. Dan Quinn.
Oh, gosh.
No. Why is Jaden Daniels playing?
I don't know.
0% chance of making the play.
Because he wants to play.
Why are you putting him in?
Because he gets paid millions of dollars to play football.
Yes, but he's also
it's the same
got
argument
a broken
that Joe Burrow.
Arm.
No, it's the
he's
same argument Joe Burrow had.
Arm.
I'm literally paid to work.
Yes.
And so he comes to work and he gets paid to
but
work.
But where is the responsibility? This isn't a one season, then it's all over. This is like your, like, this
if
is your
if he wants to play, you
franchise.
Can't really stop him.
This is your
I
franchise.
Don't think it, I don't think Dan Quinn makes those decisions, though.
I'm sure if he turned around and said, I'm not putting you on the field,
Well, apparently could have gone back and he didn't go back in.
Vikings, so, do you know the only thing that did come out of this game?
What?
Finally, JJ McCarthy can get a break for a week.
For a week.
Because he's been hammered.
He's been absolutely hammered.
He's terrible, right? He's been terrible. But, like, the criticism is it must get to you at some point, right?
Oh, I think it obviously got to him a lot. But it wasn't a great game from him either. Like,
no.
He didn't have any turnovers, which is good, but, like...
What did he throw? Three touchdowns?
Three touchdowns, yeah. But he had four sacks.
Yeah. I mean...
The real difference for the Vikings is their offensive line was finally all of their starters are back, and that did appear to make a difference.
Where do the Commanders go from here? Because, like,
they need
NFC
to get a running
championship.
Back. They need to get a running back.
NFC championship. Yeah. This is why this is why you get running quarterbacks that come out of college, and this is why my fear about Diego Pavia is you come in.
I didn't think you had a fear for him. I thought you had a dislike for him.
No dislike. I don't know him, so I can't dislike it. But there's only a unique few that can do that and take the hits. You know, Allen, Cam
Newton.
Well,
that's 'cause they're bigger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels ain't that guy.
No, he's
tiny.
It's
all right in college because you're playing with people that aren't fully developed, but that's kind of like you're gonna have an RG3 on your hands all over again.
RG3 was actually bigger though.
I know,
which was weird.
But he got crushed as well. So, I mean, good win for the Vikings. Believe it or not, that was a 1.5 point favor of the Vikings, and the over under was 42.5, and they couldn't even get there.
Yeah.
No. Vikings tried. They did their bit. Yeah.
Oh, God. This is also not a good... Why do we get all the bad games? Okay, fine. Ravens versus Steelers. Steelers now lead the AFC North. It was a very terrible game to watch.
Terrible game to watch. Horrendous no-touchdown call on the Ravens.
Really?
Dreadful. Both feet down, had made steps.
That wasn't the reason they lost the game, though.
Well,
like,
7 points.
No, but like their offense wasn't doing anything the whole game.
No, something is wrong with Lamar.
Yes, I know. And like, to be honest, it's one of those situations, you know, when you have a division and they have to have a winner come out of it. You kind of go, can we just actually replace them with like a good team that's actually going to do anything in the playoffs? Because the Steelers aren't going to do anything. The Ravens aren't going to do anything.
Dreadful sack that Lamar took at the end.
Yeah.
And then just the whole clock management in the last 50 seconds was like, what,
yeah,
what are you doing?
It's been a problem for the Ravens for a while.
What are you doing?
Also, Ravens, extend Mark Andrews.
I know.
3 years, $40 million. I was shocked when I saw that. I mean, is that fake news? But it's not. It was real.
That is unreal because I was convinced, we were convinced that he was moving on.
Yeah, I think most people were convinced he was moving on.
I mean, the Steelers, the Ravens were 5.5 point favourites in that game.
Yeah, well, the Steelers, this will at least take the heat off the Steelers fan base and their questions that they want answered.
Yeah, well, Tomlin, I mean, is this the end for Harbaugh? It's not a great season. I mean, the problem is Lamar, right? Because even the Ravens are not going to pick in a great spot, right? Still going
to
be picking in the teens or something.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously not going to replace Lamar, but something's not right.
No. It was an interesting game plan the Ravens had because they went all in on stopping the run, and they did. They held the Steelers running backs to 34 yards.
34, yeah.
But Aaron Rodgers, surprising. Deep bombs. I was like, oh my God, where did that come
That's
from?
Right.
Deep bomb to DK Metcalf, and then he went in for a rushing touchdown.
Well, this is the problem, right? If you go all in on the run, then you just put it over the top.
Yes, which is what happened. But I don't think they were really expecting that because the Steelers haven't done it all off-season, but apparently, or season, apparently they can.
You could arguably declare this the worst division in football.
It is the worst division in football.
Considering
really
who's in it.
NFC East South is normally, but they're quite good. Like, yeah.
Two teams.
No, but it's better than that.
Saints. Mm.
Saints were fun today.
Yes. Yes. You probably didn't think so, but...
Oh, I thought it was a fun game.
I had somebody at home who thought so.
Your absolute favourite. I know you're going to enjoy talking about this.
Oh, come on. Please,
please, Darren, can you tell me what you thought about Caleb Williams?
Oh! I was really hoping it was going to be another game.
I thought you'd like this game.
Yes. Rubbish.
Yeah, that was bad.
Rubbish. 0-6 to start the game.
Packers stopped the run game, asked for Caleb Williams to win the game, and he didn't.
I can't. What was that interception at the end?
Yeah.
What was that?
It was a good play on defense.
But he had someone wide open right in front. He just can't see the field.
I don't know.
And he just runs and he gets... he just runs and just goes nowhere. I mean, most of his passes were actually on the run.
Who's just going through Wonderland. You know Alice in Wonderland, how she goes off down that path? That's what it feels like when he's playing football. He just goes off down the like, path and you go, oh, okay, bye.
I just get the feeling that he's got one look. Mm-hmm. And if that first look's not there, he just starts running around and just start... you know my feelings, right?
Yes. You've made your feelings very clear on the show.
Packers were 6.5-point favourites and they won by 7. Oh, Vegas. The Bears were seeking their second straight win versus the Packers since 2007, so it was a big, big opportunity. Now they've kind of relinquished. They get to play each other again in Chicago, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah. Well, because the Packers own the Bears, don't they? CJ Gardner-Johnson,
yes.
Looks quite good being back with Dennis Allen. Another interception.
Fancy
and he's
that.
Still on the team after a few weeks. He's doing quite well for himself.
Packers, I mean, we're going to probably get to really find out who the Packers are next week.
Yeah.
When they go into Denver. That's going to be a huge game for both teams.
Yes, 100%. Because the Packers are now leading the NFC.
Yes, I think they're the Bears dropped from the number one seed to number 8 or something.
No, they're still in the playoffs.
No, I don't think they
are.
Oh, they are? No, I think they're out.
No, they're 7th.
Are they?
Yep.
I thought they were out.
No, because they beat the Lions. The Lions are 8.
Oh, is that? Yeah, so that's why they've got the head-to-head currently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What did you see Ben Johnson's face when he threw that? Oh.
Yeah, he's not a happy person.
Do you reckon he wants Caleb Williams?
No.
No.
I thought that was very obvious this whole season, though.
Yeah. His face when Williams threw that interception.
Someone who hides his emotions.
He was like...
It wasn't good.
Jordan Love had a difficult start for an interception early, but got over that, and after that looked pretty...
I quite like Jordan
Pretty
Love.
In control.
I enjoy watching him.
That felt like that game was way closer than what it actually was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Score-wise, it was way closer than it was.
Give us a spin.
Okay.
There's one other game that I would enjoy talking about more than that.
Okay, well, I hope it's the NFC South, because we've already sort of talked about it, but the Bucs versus the Saints. Saints with an upset win.
A massive upset win. The Buccaneers were 8.5-point favourites in this game. This blows open the NFC South completely.
Yeah, it really does.
What has happened to the Bucs?
They lost too many players. They lost Reddick this game as well, and that was their best pass rusher.
Yeah. The Saints... I wasn't bought into Tyler Shook, but...
Still not bought into him, but he played with a lot of attitude today.
He did.
Did you see him, like, running from people? And he was just like, get off me! I'm scoring! Get away from me!
Baker seems out of sorts at the moment.
I think he's very injured, and also everyone is relying on him.
Yeah. You kind of look at it. Godwin played today.
Yes. He played last week, though, too.
Yeah. So I was kind of looking at this game, and I was like... Saints are now 3-10, but Baker, 55 quarterback rating. Bucky Irvin, kind of, they got some good, they got like 150-odd yards of rushing, but just...
Yeah, Bucky Irvin makes a difference.
Yeah, a Godwin and Bucky Irvin as well got some receiving yards in, but yeah, they just couldn't seem to get it going, could they?
No. Shall I spin?
Yeah, I mean...
There's nothing else to say on it.
Not really.
Oh, no. Oh, well, let's go over to Gotham City, where we're looking at the all-dark Jets.
Fired.
Okay.
Fired.
Aaron Glenn is fired, or Mike McDaniels is fired? Which one's fired?
Mike McDaniels. Since they've had that let's get rid of the GM moment.
Yeah. What about, what's your thoughts on Tua?
Well, he was unspectacular again, right?
Yep.
Completely unspectacular again. Do you know what I really sort of didn't want to have happen, but would have been so interesting had it have happened. Had the Bills have lost today?
Yes.
And the Dolphins on that five-game or four-game winning streak, and they'd still got to play each other. It almost seems like the Dolphins are a completely different team. And there's no Tyreek or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, it's Achan.
Yeah, like they are.
But he's injured, but he should be back next week, apparently.
239 rushing yards.
Yeah, Wright really stepped up after Achan went down.
This division would have got spicy had the Bills have lost that game today, which for a long period of that game looked like they were
going
to.
Most of the game, then suddenly the Bengals bingled.
Yeah.
And then that was that.
The two quarterbacks in this game are terrible. Neither of them got over 150.
Well, Tyra Taylor was out, and then it was Brady Cook, an undrafted free agent. Yeah.
But the Miami D, 6 sacks, 3 interceptions.
Yeah, so the leading tackler in the season is a linebacker on the Miami defense. So, yeah, no, they have players on there,
And the Dolphins are scoring points.
Yes.
I mean, they were favoured in the game. Oh, yeah, I mean, what are they?
I think they're eliminated now, aren't they?
No, I think they're 6-7.
No, but are they eliminated? I'm not sure.
Well, they don't. If they're 6-7, they're only 2 games off the 7th seed.
Left,
4. I don't know if they're eliminated yet. I'm pretty sure they're 6-7.
I don't know. The Browns, sadly, are eliminated.
Oh.
Did you want to talk about our
team?
They were
eliminated, yes.
I
thought Shador did everything he could.
Yes, and then there were a few plays where there were things he shouldn't have done.
No.
It was very...
He had a touch of the Calebs about him today.
Yeah.
Just running into... What was that two-point conversion?
I have absolutely no idea.
Shambles at the end.
I was like, woo, okay.
It was funny, he took the ball and ran and then got there and went, oh, I was meant to let this go.
Yeah.
Oh, now what am I going to... And then tried to throw it across field. I
was
so lucky that bonkers. Didn't get intercepted and taken the other way.
I know. Do you see Browns have designated Deshaun Watson to return?
What are they doing?
I don't know. I almost want him to play, though, just because it's just so Browns if he did.
I mean, the amazing thing about this game, the over-under was 34.5. That's how much confidence Vegas had in how terrible these teams were. Tennessee were going into the game 1-11 for the first time since 1994, and they weren't even the Tennessee Titans then.
I don't actually think anyone would have bet on Pollard having as good a game as he did, though. Because the Browns' defense is for real, and he put up over 100 yards on them. It's quite impressive.
Cam Ward was awful.
Oh, yeah, he was
again.
Terrible. Yeah.
So I'm not
really
sure.
He's absolutely no one to throw to.
I know, but I'm not sure this is a count. I'm not sure this is a that he's not actually good.
I think it's just sad the team he went to.
I know, but I mean, again, they're going to be able to pick because they're still the number one pick.
Yes.
Because they're 2-11, I think. Yeah.
Question: Cam Ward on the Chicago Bears. It would look very different, wouldn't it? What would you think? Who would you take, Darren?
I don't think either of them are very good.
Who would you take, though? You have one of two options.
You're going to be quite surprised.
You're going to take Caleb Williams?
I'll probably take Caleb Williams.
Yeah, okay.
I probably would take him because I think he's probably got a better arm, even though he's not got a very good arm. And he's...
Cam Ward's got a pretty all right arm.
Yeah, but he's not connecting to anyone. He's
who?
Worse. He's
who
worse.
Is he connecting
he's
to?
He's worse than Will Levis.
He's most awful offensive.
Will Levis.
I know, but he's the most awful offensive line and no one to throw to.
Is Levis still on the Titans?
Yes, he is. He's injured though and out for the season.
Yeah, but he could come back next year, couldn't he?
Oh, 100%. I was just saying he can't come back this season.
He's gone.
The season. The only good thing to come from the Browns is Fanning Jr. Does actually look like a very good tight end.
Do you think the Browns, if they've got a top 5 pick next year, go quarterback?
100%.
But with Sanders?
Yes.
It's
the Browns.
Who survived?
They drafted two quarterbacks this year, and they have Deshaun Watson, and they traded for Kenny Pickett. And you're really asking me if they're going to add another quarterback? Of course they are.
But then one of them's got to go, right? At least one of them's got
to
go.
You would think that, and everyone thought that, and then they didn't.
No,
they came four.
Then they had five, because they had...
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah,
and
that's right, yeah.
Yeah, just the whole thing.
Didn't they have Flacco?
Yeah, they had Flacco at one point, and they had Tyler Huntley at one point. Like, it was, you know, just no. the whole thing. I just feel sorry for any Brentford.
They've had more quarterbacks than the Chiefs have had in the last 30 years, I think, so something like that.
Yes, they've had like 17 more quarterbacks than any other team. It's ridiculous.
Imagine if you buy shirts every time you have a quarterback and as a Brands fan.
I know, it must be so expensive. Poor.
Give us a spoon.
For college or football?
We'll keep going football. We'll keep going.
Okay.
I don't think it's got anything amazing.
I have to go back to my other wheel.
Come on, go back to the wheel.
There's
some games that are really worth talking about.
Okay, well, I'm really excited to talk about this game.
Go.
What game do you think I'm excited to talk about? What game was a defensive standout?
Yes.
The number one defense.
Is it the Houston Texans versus the Kansas City Chiefs?
It was so good. Such a good game.
Interesting. The Chiefs, 3.5-point favourites.
Mm-hmm.
The over-under was 42.5.
Yep.
Didn't even get close.
No. Don't know why it was that high.
The Chiefs had won 5 straight versus the Texans.
Yes. To be fair, the last time they played, the Texans were winning, and then they had that catastrophic injury to Tank Dell,
yeah,
which completely destroyed the morale of the Texans.
Chiefs were shut out at halftime.
Yes.
It was 10-0.
Mm-hmm.
They got back to 10-10, but oof, Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. QB rating of 19.6.
Did you see him hobbling? Like, he was so injured. And he really played hard. You could not fault Mahomes. He really tried to win this game. And no one was helping. It's O-line, there's 3 starters out. Trent McDuffie went out on defense. That made a massive difference. Yeah, they were playing very desperate today. I do have to... The Chiefs defense came out of halftime completely different team.
Yeah.
They came out, and they... held the Texans. The Texans were like, oh my God, what's happened? Where did these guys come from? Chris Jones nearly had like 3 sacks or tackles for loss in a row when they came out of halftime. Like, yeah, they came out real strong from halftime, really wanting to win it. But this now puts the Chiefs, I think they're 8th,
yeah,
just in front of the Ravens.
They are... So their only chance,
yeah,
was the Colts.
Yes.
But the Colts are now dead.
Yeah.
The Chiefs, of these 7 teams... ranked.
Have lost to all of them.
They've lost to 5 of the 7.
Yeah, pretty much.
They've lost to the Broncos, they've lost to the Bills, they've lost to the Chargers, they've lost to the Jags, they've lost to the Texans. The Colts was their only option, hope.
And
they're now 2 points off the player, 2 games off the playoffs with 4 to play, but they do get the Ravens and the Titans.
Raiders,
and the Titans.
I was like, they don't get the Raiders. Ravens, the Raiders.
No, and then, of course, they've got the Broncos at home, mm-hmm, and they've got the Chargers.
Yeah.
Which they'll be at home as well, I think, because they played the Chargers
down in, which was the Chargers'
home game.
Yeah, yeah.
So the only thing going for them, they've got lots of home games.
Yes.
Mahomes games.
They had a home game tonight, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to declare them dead till they're dead.
No, God, no, because they're
the
Chiefs.
But they now... officially cannot win the AFC West.
Yep.
So that is their 9-year run. So whether it's gone. Denver or the Chargers, that's gone. They cannot. So it will not go through Arrowhead.
No. Kelce also gave away the interception. Oh, yeah. Really killed the game.
And Mr. Beggar Flag.
I know, I texted you because I asked you if you were watching because I knew you'd be so upset by this.
I hate that when people are like...
Well,
do you know what that is? That's just a sign of a desperate team.
Yes, it was.
But you're right. They came out the second half.
Defense played so
good. They were desperate. They probably knew if they lost this game, they are. Because I think really now, the Texans, the Bills, and who else is in that playoff place? So the Jags.
Yeah.
They need to win 2 out of 4, and then the Chiefs are done.
Yes.
But it's interesting because the Jags have got the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a lot of those teams are going to be sort of playing each other.
Yeah.
So do you want to go college?
Do you want to go college?
Yeah, let's do it.
You want to do college? Ooh,
some of these are going to be tough.
Also, Jaden Higgins is a great wide receiver for the Texans.
Hmm. They look good.
Yeah. Their run game's
5 straight now or something like that.
Yep.
They play hard.
Their defense is nice.
They verge on dirty.
I know, but their defense is strong.
They verge on
number
dirty.
One defense. Okay, we're starting out with pretty much the only good game from college, Virginia versus Duke.
Yeah, what a game.
It was good. It was fun.
Virginia were the favourites in that game as well.
Yeah. And Duke pretty much crushed them, and then they let them back in.
Yes.
In the fourth quarter, you go, oh, no, they're coming back. They're going to do it. And then they did not.
Yeah. Virginia had soundly beaten Duke earlier in the season as well.
Yeah.
Neither of them had ever won an ACC championship before.
And now the Blue Devils have.
What the hell were Virginia doing in overtime?
I don't know.
Oh.
But it was very close. Like, Virginia came back, okay, offense, cool, and then throw an interception, and then it was done.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, okay.
What I didn't understand, right, and it worked out for them in the end, but I was really hoping that it was going to work out for them, is that Virginia leveled with 22 seconds to go. Duke had two timeouts.
Yeah.
And opted to knee out and go to overtime.
Yes.
Not even try to win the game.
No.
That was bizarre.
It's a strong call.
Yeah, absolutely. First ever ACC championship game to go to overtime.
Yeah, and really it was the Duke defense and special teams that won it.
But Duke going for the touchdown on fourth down and then that rough in the passer.
Yep.
That's what killed Virginia.
Yep.
That's what killed them. And then for an interception on the first.
Yeah, there was no.
It was like, it was over before it could get going. So, yeah, what happened is the first set of games, all of the high-ranked teams won.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, that completely flipped.
It was weird because pretty much none of these games were close, except for that one. And for the majority of the game, it wasn't close.
Oh, the Big Ten championship game. You...
I was very defensive.
Miss D. You would have absolutely been salivating over that game, surely.
Yes, and do you know what's just appeared on the wheel?
Is it?
It is indeed. Ohio State versus Indiana.
I mean, it's one versus two, right?
Yeah. I always, like, for a split second, I have to wear, well, you're colorblind, so it probably doesn't matter for you, but like, when there's a red and white team and a red and white team, I'm like, wait, which... Which colour are they wearing today so I know
silver
what team?
Silver helmet, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a bit difficult.
So everything in this game was wrong, right? So Ohio State, 4.5-point favourite.
Yeah.
Over-under was 47.5 and they didn't even get to half of that. Outstanding, hard played. Do you reckon this decides who the Heisman is?
I don't know. Julian Sain?
Well, with Mendoza beating Sain.
I don't know, because it's not like either of them actually played a spectacular.
No, but...
And you got Pavia down there, who actually did something a bit insane in his final game with the amount of yards he put up. That was a bit crazy. Even I was like, oh, damn, Pavia. I don't know. Well, who do you think? Because there's also the running back as
there's
well.
There's that running back guy, yeah.
Yeah, down in Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, but now that they've probably thrown the
toys
out,
yeah,
probably he's probably not going to him. Indiana, only the second team this season to run 100 yards on Ohio State.
Yep.
Ohio State had barely got 30 rushing yards by the end of the third quarter.
I know.
And they had 30 straight wins against Indiana before yesterday.
Jeremiah Smith finally had a great game, though. Mm. 144
yes.
yards.
Yeah, no, played really well.
Yeah, the 5 sacks on Indiana's defense were a lot.
Do you know what surprised me?
What?
Ohio State's decision to go for the field goal.
Really?
Hmm.
They've been playing relatively conservatively this year, though.
And to miss it from 26 yards or whatever it was, 23 yards.
It's just the football gods.
There was over 2 minutes to go. They had all 3 timeouts. They had Indiana stacked into their own 6 or 7. I was stunned they didn't go for that.
Do you think the loss of Cooper was just too much for Indiana? Hmm. Until they got back to stand up.
Yeah.
But, like, they did feel like they reeled for a bit there after he went down.
Yeah. I kind of, when the game started, I thought, I reckon Indiana have got this. And then as the game went on, I went, oh.
Yep.
And then towards the end, they were hard. They played hard. First time they've ever been ranked number one in their entire history as well.
It's pretty good for a basketball school.
It is, yes. But Ohio State getting pushed down to 2, I thought that was fair.
Yeah, well, one versus two, if two beats one, yeah.
3 points and really should have gone to overtime that.
Yeah.
99 times out of 100, that guy kicks that field goal.
I know, but it's just what happened today. Shout out to Isaiah Jones on the Indiana Hoosiers.
Mm-hmm.
He had a very good game.
Yes.
At linebacker.
Did indeed,
really
yes.
showed up in the biggest moment. Yes. If you're trying to build your draft stock, two there sacks, four tackles below, yeah, nah. Yeah.
Give us a spin.
Still college?
Yeah.
What game do you want to see?
You know what game I want to see.
I just don't think it's going to happen for you.
No, because you're going to make it not happen.
No, they're on here, but unfortunately we're going to be talking about the Sunbelt champions, who Duke had a lot to say about after the game. Yeah, shall we go to the Sunbelt, where we have James Madison versus Troy. This was not a game.
No, it was not a game.
This was really not a game.
Even James Madison were rubbish.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're in the college football playoffs, though.
But they're rubbish.
We haven't said the full college football playoffs.
How are James Madison in those playoffs?
I'm not sure, but Tulane definitely should have been
Tulane,
in the playoffs.
Tulane, yes.
They look good. Shall we go through the playoffs?
I did make a note of it. Yeah, let's do it.
It's Indiana 1, Ohio State 2, Georgia 3, Texas Tech 4, Oregon 5, Ole Miss 6. 7 comes in with the Texas A&M Aggies. Quite a drop from where they were a few weeks ago. Number 8 is Oklahoma. Number 9, Alabama. Darren's favourite team. Roll Tide. Number 10, Miami. Number 11, Tulane. And number 12, James Madison.
If you're Vanderbilt or Texas, you must be furious that James Madison's in there.
I know, they're not. I don't think they're going to go far. Tulane, if they went far, you'd be like, oh, you know, because they've been playing really hard and really well. James Madison, though. Lots of big play touchdowns. It's really how they won it.
I was trying to work out who they got first off. Have you got the fixtures there?
Who they got? James Madison is versus Oregon.
They're going to get killed.
Yeah.
That's 20 points. Easy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Tulane's missing Ole Miss, though, and I reckon Tulane could do it.
Tulane, well, Ole Miss are in a bit of strife, right?
Yeah,
because coaches and all of that stuff.
And Tulane's played really well.
Well,
so.
Ole Miss are going to do one or two things, right? They're going to go, ah, we don't need that Lane Kiffin guy.
Yeah.
And they're going to go hard.
All the players have said it. All the players have been very bad, very disparaging.
Yes.
On Lane Kiffin, so that doesn't look good to you.
I mean, the only thing I feel about is Kiffin wanted to stay. If he just said, I'm not interested in coaching anymore, but he tried everything. Look at, Somerville and all those guys, Summerall. They're all coaching their team still.
Yeah.
So why did Ole Miss just not want Kiffin to coach?
I don't think Kiffin leaves places very well. I don't know what he does, but he's historically done it. I'm not sure what he's like as a person, but I think when you have 3-3 now, where you've left terribly, I think it might be on you and not the player. You know, like, you've had three... Like, you would think, if you were hiring someone and you heard that they had three times that they left a job, that they left it in bad terms, you would probably go, it's probably you, not the job.
But he just seemed to be able to bring teams together and get a culture, and whatever people think of him, he seems to be able to build winning teams.
Like, why can you not just leave a job civilly, though? I feel like it's not that hard to do. Like, it seems weird that you've done it three times, does it not? Does that not seem odd to you?
I don't know. I mean, look, he'd done 6 years as well. I mean, it's not like he'd been there 18 months and went,
find it weird that you leave, like, three jobs really badly.
Have you seen him interviewed, though?
Yeah, he seems relatively emotional.
Yeah, he's very awkward as well. Yeah. He was meant to be on college football game day this week and pulled out the night before.
Yeah,
I just don't think he wanted to go through the whole
Ole Miss questions
again. Yeah. Ole Miss, Ole Miss, Ole Miss. I just think he went, I'm tired of this.
Miami versus Texas A&M?
If you'd have asked me 3 weeks ago.
Texas A&M,
but that game's as wide open now.
Yeah.
Wide open. You know what I think of?
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Roll Tide.
I hope they get drilled.
Roll Tide.
I hope they get drilled. I hope Oklahoma drill them and prove that they should never have been. They're not going to.
No.
They're not going. It's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
Oklahoma aren't going to beat them again. They're not good enough. But Alabama, oh.
You just said Alabama's good. I just want everyone to be aware.
No, you just,
by saying.
I said they were the worst of a bad bunch.
You implied they were good.
I implied that Oklahoma probably won't beat them twice.
Yeah.
Who else on the list?
Of the games?
Yeah.
You got Tulane versus Ole Miss. We already discussed. James Madison versus Oregon.
I think Ole Miss will win that.
James Madison versus Oregon, probably Ducks for the win.
20 points, yeah.
Yeah. And Alabama versus Oklahoma. That's the only, because the other one's got bias for
yeah,
when they get through, yeah. So, fun times.
Alabama get Indiana, I think, if they get through.
Yes, probably.
Yeah.
Because of the low seed.
Low seed, yeah.
Yep.
So, college football, done.
Do you want to go through who's the playoffs at the moment for the NFL?
Yes. Yes, let's do it.
AFC, you've got Broncos number one, Patriots number two, Jags, Steelers, Bills, Chargers, Texans.
That Jags division's wild, right?
I know.
Did the Colts not start 7-0?
They did.
And now they're not even in the playoffs.
I know. When we were doing that a couple of weeks ago, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to put the Colts in playoffs.
No.
I still don't... I still don't think the Chargers should be there either. I don't know why, but I really just... I'm like, oh, the Chargers are just... No.
That's an enormous game tomorrow. For both teams.
Yes.
For both teams.
Yes. If the Eagles lose, the Cowboys' hopes of playoffs become a bit better.
It's back on. That's right. If the Chargers lose, then they still only remain two games out of the Chiefs.
Do you mean the Broncos? Or do you mean ahead of the Chiefs?
No, two games out of the Chiefs. If the Chargers win, they'll be three ahead of the Chiefs with four to play, and they've got the tiebreaker currently over the Chiefs. If they lose, they'll be three games behind the Broncos with four to play, but they have the tiebreaker over the Broncos at the moment.
I know. So FOMO teams for the AFC are Colts, Chiefs, Ravens.
Yeah, it's Bengals, I think, are done.
Oh, they have a 1% chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, I just so wanted to see them go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although their defense is so terrible, no, they also did. Actually, just quite frankly, don't want to see anyone come out there. Just so terrible. Just no.
Zach Taylor probably should get fired as well, by the way.
Oh, is that another one?
That's another one, yeah.
Are we up to three or four? No, four, aren't
four,
we?
No. Well, here we go, right?
NFC?
Pete Carroll.
Okay, yeah. No, we're talking about the NFC.
No, I'm talking about Pete Carroll.
Being fired, okay.
Yeah. Cool. Worst run of his entire season. Yeah, gone. Okay. NFC.
Rams at number one. Packers, Eagles, Buccaneers, Seahawks, 49ers, Bears, and FOMO teams are Lions and Panthers.
Well, the Panthers are only going to get in if they pass the Buccaneers, right?
Yes, 100%.
They've got no chance.
So I think that's just an interesting... Whoever wins those games wins that division.
Both 7-6.
The interesting one's the Lions.
Yeah. That whole division's interesting, right?
Yeah. I reckon the Seahawks are pretty solidly in.
Yeah, they're probably the best. I think they're arguably the best team. Yeah.
I just have no faith in Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold. What happened in with last year.
Yeah, so.
The Eagles. If the Eagles lose.
Yeah.
Wow. They'd go to 8-5. The Cowboys would be 6.
Eagles.
The Eagles. The Commanders are done, the Giants are done, the Vikings are done.
Yeah.
Falcons, Saints, done. I tell you what, do you know what I reckon the dark horse is?
Oh my God, are you going to say Falcons again?
No, I've had to let go.
You've let go of the Falcons?
Well,
after they got absolutely killed?
Talking of fired, everybody on the leadership team of the Falcons.
Even Arthur Blank?
With that talent.
Even with Arthur Blank?
Arthur Blank should sell. That talent to be that bad.
Yep.
Raheem Morris, get out of here. Get out of town. You have wasted.
What are your thoughts on the Vikings head coach, Kevin O'Connell?
I don't know who made that decision about Darnold. If it's O'Connell, should probably consider his future as well. Dan Quinn, the Giants have already fired theirs, so they're looking.
Yep. Giants.
Are they trading? Are they?
For Tomlin.
Are they trading?
I don't know. There's actually like a lot of heat there that could work.
But did you know that
Tomlin has a no-trade clause?
Ah.
So he does. It's been confirmed he has a no-trade clause in his contract.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I think the best team, or the team that's going to surprise everybody, is the 49ers.
I know, you said that at the beginning of the season.
Oh, no.
They're just playing such terrible teams that you'll kind of go, I don't want you in the playoffs.
No, they've still got someone to play. So anyway.
Yes.
We've filled another hour.
I know. Firing people.
Of me firing people and you talking sense. So that's our show. Thank you very much for listening in. We are the Third and Footlong Show, and my name's Darren Lees.
I'm DT.
So don't forget to get on all those socials, subscribe, like, comment. Help us grow this community. We'll be back next Monday evening for more NFL and food frivolity.